You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to... The Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Annalise Scarpacci from Broadway's Mrs. Doubtfire is here. Inventor, singer, actor, and comedian Maxime Swinton is also joining me, as is Sophia Loren from Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. For those who know me well, I really love bubble tea. There's actually a place in New York City called Vivi, which has really great strawberry slush. I finally found a place in South Florida which has amazing tea and slush. In case you're in South Florida, it's called Lychee Snow Ice. So I'm happily enjoying my boba. Well, then I read that a teen in China fell into a coma after having bubble tea twice a day for a month. So I'm apparently just 2 weeks away from a coma. That is just great. While reading about the dangers of too much boba, I learned that Virginia repealed a centuries-old law against cursing. That's f***ing great news for all of our guests from Virginia. Speaking of cursing, I'm sure that's what the 40,000 people who are still stuck on cruises must be doing. I mean, for over 3 months, they've been stuck at sea and are not being allowed into any ports because of coronavirus fears. For the guests in the inside cabins, it's just one really long night. Well, before this becomes one really long episode, I'm so excited to welcome my first guest, Annalise Scarpacci. You may have seen Annalise in A Christmas Story, the musical on Broadway, in Matilda on Broadway, or in the national tour. She was also starring in Mrs. Doubtfire before Broadway paused and will be hopefully gracing the Stephen Sondheim Theater again very soon as Lydia Hillard. Hi, Annalise.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to see you on Broadway in Mrs. Doubtfire once Broadway reopens. How long have you been involved in the show?
I've been with the show since our pre-Broadway run in Seattle. So not super long, but long enough.
That was at the Fifth Avenue Theater, right?
Yes.
Were there a lot of changes made between that production and the Broadway production?
Yeah, a significant amount. I mean, I wouldn't say a lot. We changed a lot in our tech process on Broadway, but we have a new song. We had a reimagining of a number that's actually going to be reimagined again after when we get back. So that's exciting. Definitely different character changes. Miranda, who is my mom in the show, Miranda's character is definitely changed a lot and has definitely become a more well-rounded person in this version. So I really love what they've done with her.
How many previews were you able to get in before Broadway was paused?
Three. Yeah, only three. But three amazing ones, and my family was at our first. We had about 40 people from my family there on the first preview, so it was really exciting, especially when I came out of the stage door after our big toast downstairs in the basement, and there are videos everywhere of just them screaming. It's so much fun.
It sounds like just so much fun. Have you been able to keep in touch with your Doubtfire family while away from the theater?
Oh, yes, of course. We've actually been doing Zooms every 3 weeks, 3 weeks and 3 days to be exact. Just general catching up. We've done, we had a run of our show and we did everything through Zoom on what was supposed to be our opening night. So that was really exciting and so much fun. A little bit emotional, obviously, because of the circumstances, but we know that we will be back. And, oh, and I also went to the theater last week or 2 weeks ago to grab some stuff. They had let us go back because they knew that it was going to be a little bit of a longer time. So if we left anything at the theater, so I have this, that is a tile from the set of Matilda. And my dresser from Matilda came to our first preview and gave me that tile. So I left it at the theater. She said that she was saving it for a special time. And she came to our first preview of Doubtfire and gave me the tile, so it was so emotional. But I didn't want to leave her alone in my dressing room, so I went to go grab her. But being at the theater and just seeing a few friendly faces was amazing, and I'm really grateful that I had that.
I know that you've been working professionally since you were really young, too. Do you have, like, a favorite memory from a show you were in when you were younger?
Oh, yes. Well, I started working professionally when I was 10 years old, so a little over 10 years. Definitely A Christmas Story, which was my Broadway debut, has the most special place in my heart. We actually had a reunion the other day on Zoom, and it was just to see everyone, well, the people who were there, their faces. We just have a really special bond. And that show was so special and really brought us all together. And yeah, I guess the entire experience of A Christmas Story is my favorite memory because it felt like I was on a magic cloud in Disney World. And I don't think I ever came down from that entirely. just a magical experience.
Oh, and I'd love for you to sing a song with me. What do you want to sing?
Yes, I am going to be singing You've Got a Friend by Carole King.
Oh, I love that song. What made you choose that song?
Oh boy. Actually, that was supposed to be my graduation song when I was a senior in high school. And I thought about it. And I actually ended up writing my graduation song instead of us doing You've Got a Friend. And considering that there are graduates who will not be together graduating this year, and our world is going through a time. Everybody needs a friend right now. And just the lyrics speak to me, and I hope that they reach out to everyone else, and everyone knows that they've got a friend in me.
Well, I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Amazing.
Dark and full of clouds. winds to blow.
So amazing, Annalise. I can't wait to see you and Mrs. Doubtfire, hopefully very soon. I can't wait for Broadway to reopen. You know what else I can't wait to reopen? Disney! Of course, I don't want anything to reopen unless it's safe. So until then, I'll just close my eyes and imagine that I'm standing in the 60-minute plus wait line for the Peter Pan ride.
Skies above lead me to
interesting to see how the virtual queues work when Disney does reopen. I'll have to report back on whether the Peter Pan ride did actually drop in wait time, because I don't think I've ever seen it shorter than 60 minutes, like, ever. At least with Disney, the Imagineers come up with innovative ways to keep us distracted in line. My next guest, like Imagineers, also likes to invent new things. In addition to being a guest on Little Big Shots for his inventions, he has been on TV and was cast in a new musical that was unfortunately paused due to COVID-19. I'm so happy to welcome Maxime Swinton.
Hi, Maxime!
Hi, Josh!
I am so happy to have you on as a guest!
Thanks! I'm so sick to be here today.
I know that you were cast in the new show Walk on the Moon right before everything paused. Can you tell us a little about the show and the audition process?
Yeah, so for the audition the role is about a Jewish family in the Catskills in 1969. And the reason it's called Walk on the Moon is, of course, because Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon in 1969. And also, in Woodstock, there was a big fest. Actually, it was not in Woodstock. It was in a place called Bethel. I wonder why they called it Woodstock, not like Bethel. But it was about the peace and rights of all people. And also, for the audition was fun. For this scene, my character, Daniel, has a tantrum. My mom is like, Maxime, remember that time you had a tantrum in the car in Christmas when we were celebrating in Canada? Because whenever I have a tantrum, my mom doesn't feel sorry for her. She's like, Maxime, remember that for the auditions. Like, just a few days ago, I had a tantrum, and she was like, Maxime, there could be audition for self-tapes. Remember it and close your eyes. That's the audition process and Walk on the Moon.
I'm so sad that was paused, but hopefully I'll be able to see it when theater resumes. I know that you actually have been in the business for quite some time. However, I remember seeing you on Little Big Shots with Steve Harvey, not as a performer, but as an engineer. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah. So I made, with my dad's help, a Rube Goldberg machine. A Rube Goldberg machine is a complex machine that does a simple machine. Well, my machine gave a ball to my dog because I was really lazy back then. The show was fun because it was not only about like my engineering, it was also comedy. Because for Steve Harvey asked me where I learned all of this, and I said summer camp. And he said, what kind of summer camp? And I said, summer camp. But of course, back then, it was like 2017 or 2018. I was only 6 years old, and I was like, I even had a comedy, because I only started doing comedy like a year and a half ago, but I was still doing comedy like 2 years ago, to 3 years ago, because that was, and I also said, because when I was building it, so for my machine, it was a big machine, it had dominoes that knocked down the ball. But for some reason, when I actually did it at home, it worked better than I did in the studio, because in the studio, all the dominoes started falling, but for some reason, I think it was not spaced out correctly, the last one didn't fall, and I was like, that's okay, the show must go on.
I know that, like me, you enjoy writing and doing comedy. Any chance that you can give us like a quick sample of a comedy set?
Hi, when I perform at the club, I get a Shirley Temple. But I can't do that at home because my parents don't allow any drinks in the house that have food coloring. Which means I can only drink this. Yeah, it's water. But every afternoon, they drink their gold-colored Jim Beam. L'chaim. When my mom is driving, she does this a lot. She told me that means, excuse me, I believe I have the right of way. My grandma is busy all day, telling me what to do. Maxime, clean up your toys. Get me a drink and less ice. How many times I tell you, don't water down Smirnoff. When are the adults going to come up with a vaccine for this pandemic? I've been looking forward to a relaxing childhood. I was thinking about having a lemonade stand, but now I'm thinking about building ventilators. I listen to the news, so I know lots of big words like redacted, impeachment, emolument clause, gerrymandering. That's when they draw the lines to disenfranchise people. And if you don't know what disenfranchise means, I'm not the comedian for you. My mom was reading this book called Becoming Michelle Obama. A whole book? Don't you just marry Barack Obama? I told this girl at school that she throws a baseball like Nolan Ryan. If Nolan Ryan was a 6-year-old girl, and I got in trouble for that. It's tough being a comedian these days. Everyone is so politically correct. I should have been born in the 80s. I could have used the word woke in that joke. I didn't. You're welcome. Thank you, everyone, and Maxime Swinton.
Thank you so much, Maxime. Oh, and where can our viewers and listeners watch more of your comedy?
You can find it at The Swinton Show on YouTube, and you can also find it at Maxime Swinton on TikTok and Maxime Swinton on Instagram. Here's a tip. Never, ever, ever make a different name for your TikTok and your Instagram. Always use the same name, like Maxime Swinton for your Instagram, Maxime Swinton for your TikTok.
Oh, and you're going to be singing a song today, right?
Yes.
Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
I chose Bare Necessities because it's all about what's important in life. During this pandemic, I learned all you need is food, shelter, and video games. And, of course, family.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you sing the song. I think I'm ready whenever you are. Thank you so much, Maxime. My final guest was in last year's Broadway national tour of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical. She's also in the series Boca Witches on Amazon. I'm so happy to welcome Sophia Loren to the Early Night Show.
Hi,
Sophia. Hi. Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
Thank you, same.
How's quarantine life been treating you?
It has been a little challenging, but also okay. I mean, since March, I've just been inside my house, like no connection with anybody, just like there. And then this week I went to my grandma's and we actually went to the beach this week. So I finally got to go out of the house. And that was so nice.
I went to the beach last week and it was the first time I had been out of the house since March. And so the entire time I'm like, let me back in my house, please, I want to go slay Martin. But it was actually a lot of fun. Everyone was wearing masks and everyone was social distancing, which was great. And then I came back home and I got to do the early night show more, which was fun. Oh, and how have you been staying connected to the arts while at home?
So my agent has been sending me a few auditions, and I've actually gotten a few callbacks from some, so that's great to know. And cool. I filmed a TV show with my dad and my sister outside a few times called Boca Witches, which is coming out on Amazon Prime soon. So
that's amazing. I know you were on the tour with How the Grinch Stole Christmas, right?
Yes.
What was it like being on the tour?
Well, it was an amazing experience. Like, it was so fun. I met so many people, and it was just, like, great. And we were so lucky because literally quarantine and stuff, everything happened literally right after I got home from the tour. So I'm happy we got to do the full thing. And I feel like my favorite places would be maybe Kalamazoo or Las Vegas because so for Kalamazoo, the theater was amazing, and we actually got the biggest dressing room because there's four kids. And for Las Vegas, my entire family came to see me, so that was, like, such an amazing time.
That sounds like you had the most amazing time on the tour. Do you have any dream parts that you would love to play in the future on Broadway?
Yes. So on Broadway, if Beetlejuice ever comes back, definitely I would love to play Lydia because actually Beetlejuice is the first Broadway show I've ever seen on Broadway. And yeah, ever since I've seen that nonstop listening to the soundtrack. So definitely would love to play that part. And if for like television, any like musical theater part. And actually I have a callback for a movie musical. But I don't think I'm allowed to say too much about that, so I'm just gonna leave it there.
Well, I'm excited for you no matter what happens. Oh, and yeah. What song would you like to sing for us today, and why you choose that song?
Okay. So I'm going to be singing I Know Things Now because I think it has a beautiful message, and personally, I love Into the Woods, and that's like one of my favorite songs in that movie, so why not? And it teaches other kids a lesson, so that's good.
I love Into the Woods, and I'm so excited to hear you sing the song. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, sounds good.
Here we go.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled. I should have heeded her advice, but he seemed so nice. And he showed me things, many beautiful things, that I hadn't thought to explore. I never had dared. I had been so careful, I never had cared. And he'd made me feel excited, well, excited and scared. When he said, come in, with that sickening grin, how could I know what was in store? When his teeth were bared, though I really got scared, well, excited and scared. But he drew me close and he swallowed me down, down a dark slimy path filled with secrets that I never want to know. And when everything familiar seemed to disappear forever, at the end of the path was Granny once again. So we lay in the dark till you came and set us free. You brought us to the light and we're back at the start. And I know things now, many valuable things that I hadn't known before. Do not put your faith in a cape and a hood. They will not protect you the way that they should. And take extra care with strangers, even flowers at their dangers. Know that scary is exciting, nice is different than good. Now I know, don't be scared, Granny is right, just be prepared. Isn't it nice to know a lot? And a little bit. Not.
Thank you so much for being with us, Sophia. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can find The Early Night Show on Broadway Podcast Network, where podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to our special guests, Annalise Scarpacci, Maxime Swinton, and Sophia Lauren. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.